We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. In a couple minutes here, we're going to play back a little birthday gift that Vaughn did for me this morning. He put a whole little Sarah rap together. And we've listened, we heard it live, we played it back at 7. Yes, Sarah. And we're going to play it again now because it's just, it's so cute and so good. And I think, did you say it's up on the Alice 973 Instagram or will
he'll,
be?
At he'll put it up after the show.
So, but it's so, it's just so sweet. So it's set to this song, but he did like a whole little rap bed.
He crushed it is what he did.
He really did. It's so good. I'm so grateful for your friendship.
Clip of the day, he actually was sitting in Yuzi's seat, so it's a split screen on him and me. Mm-hmm. So it's so, oh my God, thank you so much, Vaughn. It's great.
And then Yuzi printed it out on beautiful rap style paper with violets all on
there. Rap style paper.
And then Vaughn signed the bottom for me.
So here's where we have a text line, 800-400-3697. We get these throughout the show, and here's where we read some of the stuff you guys wrote back. Right. Edwin McCain, I'll Be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that was a good one. I'm going to write that one down.
For a throwback song.
I'll be yours.
I love listening to Sarah's birthday because it's also my birthday, so I feel a lot of secondhand birthday love. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
Happy birthday, Sarah. You make my mornings. Thanks for doing what you do. Oh, my God. The Feist 1-2-3-4 song was my son's favorite when he was 2. He's 9 now. We love that song. Brings back great memories.
That's so funny.
Thanks for the Sesame Street reminisce. That's how I learned to speak English before starting kindergarten. Mm. Oh, have a great rest of your day, Alice fam.
Thank you. You, too.
As a celebrity, being on Sesame Street is when you know you've made it.
Right. That's funny.
I was a work at home mom. My son spoke in complete sentences by 2, and I give all the credit to Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is great. You learn all your counting. A 1, a 2. That's a count. Good count.
I love that.
What was the name that just played the throwback?
Oh. It was, who did we just
Naked
play?
Eye.
Right, Luscious Jackson.
I'm all in for garbage. I'm only happy when it rains. Love that album.
Yeah. I think that's what we're doing tomorrow.
I sent a list of songs to Jane.
Oh, goody. Oh, thank you. Maybe we'll just be surprised then if there's a few good ones on there.
Yuzette just described a rodeo clown.
He likes rodeo clowns.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
The redheaded
cowboy.
Cowboy is a rodeo clown.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's what you say. Perfect guy is a rodeo clown.
That's so funny.
That's the line of the day, 707.
Howdy booty, I guess, right?
We're paid Ronald to McDonald. Be here, and you just
Ronald
peaked
McDonald
us.
Cowboy hat.
Jesus.
Oh, good times, people.
Jealous. I wish I would have thought of that. This is some BS.
What
my kid's school has already been canceled for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because of blackouts.
Oh, my God. So they were told they're definitely getting turned off?
Yeah, looks like it.
Jeez.
I mistakenly made an appointment with a customer in San Francisco for today and tomorrow. Then I tried booking a hotel in San Francisco. There were 2 left, one for $1,500 and one for $6,000.
Oh, my
Needless
God.
Needless to say, that was a bit out of my travel budget. Yeah, there's no vacancy in San Francisco anywhere.
And
in fact,
if you're an Airbnb, you're psyched.
There's no vacancies there, and there's no vacancies down the peninsula as well.
Mm.
My wife had to cancel her trip up here because of our kid being sick, so she's not coming up for Dreamforce. She canceled her room, and I bet that just went
sky high
immediately back to the highest bidder.
Right. Oh, my God. Is she bummed to miss it?
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't. You know what it's like to how guilty you feel when you don't go to work.
Right. And how guilty you feel when you leave your sick kid.
Right.
I mean, it's a terror.
But it becomes, you know, when your job, it's just all your coworkers, your boss, everyone's like, no, it's okay. But you're like, oh, it's not okay. I need to be there.
Right.
This sucks.
I don't want to be the person who's being told it's okay.
Right. So, no, she's not stoked. But, you know, we're.
Yeah, you got a sick kid.
We're going to the appointment today. I have a feeling he's not going to tell me anything.
Oh, don't say that.
I just have a feeling.
Well, they'll rule out a lot of things.
We'll see. I went to high school with Adam Duritz, and he is indeed white. There are two ways to lock your hair. Straight faux locks that are easy to cut out, and starting with fake hair, and your hair actually grows into them. What I read, and I think it was a Rolling Stone interview, but he was talking about how he had them put on his head. Like they're, I don't know if they weave them in, but he, and in the interview he says, I've never felt more me than when I'm wearing these dreads. So he had them put on and he's loved them ever since. I'm not trying to cap on the guy.
No.
I think he's a great singer and I like
the
that band.
The picture that you showed me too with his new hair, I mean, he's bald on top.
He's a good-looking guy.
No,
he shouldn't even be tripping on it.
But I'm saying, you know, if it was like a weave or something, maybe parts of him were real, or I have no idea.
Doesn't
but
matter.
But then that picture with the where he's just like sort of peeking out from under this thing,
right? Who could walk around like that, especially if it's
he's
all
a rock
fake.
Star? I mean,
whatever.
I guess, you know, that's his look.
Also, Adam Duritz's roster of stars he's dated is legendary, despite those terrible dreads. Yeah,
yes.
he's been with both. Well.
Two of the three hot friends.
Right.
I mean, I want to say Phoebe's less hot. I find her very interesting.
She's less hot, though. Right. She nods furiously.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking at my fingernails.
According to that study, all 78 minutes of music should come from Alice973 or the radio.com app to maximize the benefits of the music.
Yes, that is correct.
Unfortunate you missed that part of the... Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, some things are just assumed. Keep it here on Alice all
Sarah,
day.
Did you not hear Post Malone playing Oracle Arena last Thursday and playing beer pong with Billy Joe Armstrong?
No.
Whoa.
That sounds like a fun night.
Posty is a chain smoker, LOL. He's always got a cig and a Bud Light in hand.
Posty. Oh, that's right. They did like a whole Bud Light label for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
They put his face on the can.
I can't remember everybody's details.
Throat cancer is usually from kissing Australia. It's from Michael D.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Thank goodness I never did
do that. Right.
No, I swore off that before I even ever.
It comes down to if somebody has the wart virus, right?
It's called human papilloma.
Yeah.
Virus.
So as long as they don't have that, you can go to town.
But
downtown.
You can't know. You won't know.
Sure you can. Can't you get a test for that?
Oh, okay. Can you?
I assume that you can.
Did you?
No, that was. I was years before. I mean, I clearly don't. So, or maybe John will get throat cancer next year. I have no idea. I don't
oh,
do that.
Oh God! Knock on wood. What's wrong with you?
God, what are you saying?
No, I don't. I don't let that happen. You know, I'm grown up now.
You don't let that happen.
Yeah, we don't do that.
All right. Oh my God. The MLB started a campaign against chewing tobacco in the late 80s because of mouth cancer rates in players was through the roof. They encouraged chewing gum or sunflower seeds instead. Yeah, the great Tony Gwynn died of mouth cancer. And he was like he was one of the best baseball players of
Isn't
all
that
time.
The thing where they put up the posters in all the locker rooms
yep.
with like holes in guys' mm-hmm. cheeks and here's what's gonna happen to you. Please stop doing that.
He died way too young. Like he was young enough. He'd finished his baseball career, but he was a young dude.
Well, something's eating you from your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, Eddie Van Halen has, I don't know how much of his tongue they took, but a lot of it, and that's your tongue's pretty crucial.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Vinny, those are clearly childless millennials. I'm a 32-year-old single mom with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. They do not care if I'm sick. They still need all those things and need to talk nonstop.
Yeah, they do talk a lot. Kids,
yeah,
shut
do.
Up.
Well, what do you mean shut up? What do you mean, like, don't talk anymore? What if I have
last night, after we danced around the kitchen to all that Sesame Street, I was like, okay, I'm out of here. I got to go to bed. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to lock the door to my room. I'm going to watch a little football, and then I'm going to tiptoe into the room I share with the missus, and I'll go to sleep. So I'm in my room. The door's locked.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy?
I'm like, yes, honey.
I wasn't done dancing yet, Daddy.
I'm trying to come in. The door's locked. I'm like, right, what do you need? I want to come in. I want to read to you. I'm like, oh, okay, let me get that for you. Open the door. Now the light has to go on.
Mm. Why didn't you say I'm half asleep?
Because I can't
that,
tell her
asleep.
No. She wants to read to me. How are you supposed to say no to that?
You just say no.
No.
What she's doing
oh my
is
God,
taking
you
your
said...
love of reading and using it against you.
Yeah.
I always said, no, you read to me all day. And I read to you all day. And
but
now
we
it's...
hadn't read to each other all day. I was like, shh.
Now, you'll be glad you let her in. You're not happy today, but you'll be
I
glad
I recorded
someday.
Her reading to me.
Oh.
And then she's like, and so then she finishes reading, right? And I'm like, okay. She goes, well, aren't we going to listen to me? I'm like, I just listened to you. She's all, no, the you just...
I want to listen
yeah,
to me now.
Yeah, let me hear.
Yeah. Let me hear how good I sound.
They have no idea. None.
Well, they're kids.
Clueless.
Yeah. Well, I think they have a better clue than you think they do.
You think?
That is a... Well, then I'll be when here it, for a few more minutes.
When the recording finished, I was like, all right.
Yeah. Get out.
No more words.
What did she redo?
No
go back.
More words.
Here it is. It's. I mean, I won't play a lot, but it's just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
is...
we got to hear this. Sounds like a kid.
Time to bat.
It's that. It's little sentences.
I like
God,
it.
So cute. I can't wait to hear your podcast. When's that coming out?
I know.
I hope I hit a home run.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
That's what I was doing last night at like, way past my bedtime.
I can. So is that happening, the Hassan Family Podcast?
I haven't bought the equipment. We're going to do it after the new year.
Oh, my God. So you get it for Christmas?
Know,
get the,
well,
get the stuff
something
for
like that, sure.
Oh, my God. Set it all up and just...
I don't know how it's going to go. It may not... They might not... I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, they're going to be great. Are you kidding me?
I'm certainly not going to try and... make it a thing.
Oh, make it a thing.
And then
let
force...
it make itself into a thing. I'm going to totally listen to that and eat that up, and you're going to get sponsors. Gerber is in, and whatever, you know, six-year-olds like, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so great.
Vin talks about Jan a lot. What about Nick? Nick doesn't... You know what's weird? A few times that we've talked about Nick... Because he worked up here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Things get back to him in a warped way. Mm. And then I've had him go, what did you say? And I'm like, first of all, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't know who's relaying the messages.
Yeah.
But this is bumming me out. So I just stopped talking about him.
Mm.
So that's the true story about why I don't talk about my third brother.
I don't
blame
you.
It's gotten back to him in weird ways. And I'm just not down with answering to, like, what would you think? I'd bad talk you?
Right.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, you're my brother.
Durr.
Yeah, I told everyone in my family, listen, I'm going to lie and
lie, cheat, and steal.
Just, you know, just feel lucky that I talked about you. Feel lucky that you made it into my brain.
Sarah, I remember helicopter seeds, and I didn't even live in the country.
Oh. Yeah, even when they would fall off the tree, they would helicopter down. That was how we knew about them.
I've never
heard of
that before.
Spin down to the ground. They're really neat.
The pages and pages of people complimenting Vaughn for his work, it's endless. And so I just want you all to know we acknowledged Vaughn's seen them.
Hand those off to, yeah, okay, I was going to say, make sure he sees them. But yeah, that was amazing, Vaughn. That's like just what a great gift. Thank you. I have my own rap song. Go home and rap.
I'm not buying that makeup story, Vinny. I have an 18-year-old son. Not one of his friends or any man in his class is interested in makeup. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not the story we're hearing. Maybe you're hearing something different, but seems to be a thing. Oh, wait. Actually, I did have someone who wrote in and said the guy wrote his makeup choices down. I was like, oh look at that. 33-year-old dude.
Well, if you like makeup, you should get to play with it. Why should it be a girl thing or a boy thing?
Damn it,
I mean,
I'll never find it.
I mean, try to be tasteful with it. But the girls need to be tasteful with it, too.
Have you ever worn black lipstick?
Sure.
You have?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been Halloween.
Oh, but in real life?
No. I'm not a lipstick person. I eat it right off my lips. Ooh. The only stuff I've ever been able to keep on my mouth is that Pretty Girl stuff. Because it's so sticky, it actually... It just makes you not want to do anything with your lips. John won't even kiss me when I have it on.
Right.
Like, why? So I can wear it all day? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, and it is sticky, too. Mm. It really is really tacky.
If you get a piece of hair across your mouth, it sucks. You have to like scrape it out of your... But my lips are in great condition. I only have to put it in the morning at night. Like, I've eaten it all off today already, but my lips are so soft.
Oh, wow. Look
wanna
at you.
Want to touch them?
No, thanks. Thanks for the
it's
text,
my birthday,
everyone.
For God's sake. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It was into them. What I read, and I think it was a Rolling Stone interview, but he was talking about how he had them put on his head. Like they're, I don't know if they weave them in, but he, and in the interview he says, I've never felt more me than when I'm wearing these dreads. So he had them put on and he's loved them ever since. I'm not trying to cap on the guy.
No.
I think he's a great singer and I like
the
that band.
The picture that you showed me too with his new hair, I mean, he's bald on top.
He's a good-looking guy.
No,
he shouldn't
great.
Even be tripping on
but
it.
But I'm saying, you know, if it was like a weave or something, maybe parts of him were real or not. I have no idea.
Doesn't
but
matter.
But then that picture with the where he's just like sort of peeking out from under this thing.
Right. Who could walk around like that, especially if it's
he's
all fake?
He's a rock star. I mean,
whatever.
I guess, you know, that's his look.
Also, Adam Duritt's roster of stars he's dated is legendary despite those terrible dreads. Yeah,
yes.
he's been with both, well...
Two of the three hot friends.
Right.
I mean, I want to say Phoebe's less hot. I find her very interesting.
She's less hot, though. Right. She nods furiously.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking at my fingernails.
According to that study, all 78 minutes of music should come from Alice973 or the radio.com app to maximize the benefits of the music.
Yes, that is correct.
Unfortunate you missed that part of the... Study.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, some things are just assumed. Keep it here on Alice all
Sarah,
day.
Did you not hear Post Malone playing Oracle Arena last Thursday and playing beer pong with Billy Joe Armstrong?
No.
Whoa.
That sounds like a fun night.
Posty is a chain smoker, LOL. He's always got a cig and a Bud Light in hand.
Posty. Oh, that's right. They did like a whole Bud Light label for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
They put his face on the can.
I can't remember everybody's details.
Throat cancer is usually from kissing Australia. It's from Michael D.
Oh. It's funny.
Thank
good,
goodness
good
I never did
do that.
That.
Right.
No, I swore off that before I even
sure.
ever.
Well, it comes no. down to if somebody has the wart virus, right?
It's called human papilloma.
Yeah.
Virus.
So as long as they don't have that, you can go to town.
But
downtown.
You can't know. You won't know.
Sure you can. Can't you get a test for that?
I don't know. Can you?
I assume that you can.
Did you?
No, that was I was years before. I mean, I clearly don't. So, or maybe John will get throat cancer next year. I have no idea. I don't
oh,
do that.
Oh, God. Knock on wood. What's wrong with you?
God, what are you saying?
No, I don't. I don't let that happen. You know, I'm grown up now.
You don't let that happen.
Yeah, we don't do that.
All right. Oh, my God. The MLB started a campaign against chewing tobacco in the late 80s because of mouth cancer rates in players was through the roof. They encouraged chewing gum or sunflower seeds instead. Yeah, the great Tony Gwynn died of mouth cancer. And he was like he was one of the best baseball players of
Isn't
all
that
time.
The thing where they put up the posters in all the locker rooms
yep.
with like holes in guys' mm-hmm. cheeks and here's what's going to happen to you. Please stop doing that.
He died way too young. Mm. Like he was a young enough. He'd finished his baseball career, but he was a young dude.
Well, something's
died.
Eating you from your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, Eddie Van Halen has, I don't know how much of his tongue they took, but a lot of it. And that's a, your tongue's pretty crucial.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Vinny, those are clearly childless millennials. I'm a 32-year-old single mom with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. They do not care if I'm sick. They still need all those things and need to talk nonstop.
Yeah, they do talk a lot, kids.
Yeah,
shut up.
Well, what do you mean, shut up? What do you mean, like, don't talk anymore? What if I have some
last questions? Night, after we danced around the kitchen to all that Sesame Street, I was like, okay, I'm out of here. I got to go to bed. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to lock the door to my room. I'm going to watch a little football, and then I'm going to tiptoe into the room I share with the missus, and I'll go to sleep. So I'm in my room. The door's locked.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy?
I'm like, yes, honey.
I wasn't done dancing yet, Daddy.
I'm trying to come in. The door's locked. I'm like, right, what do you need? I want to come in. I want to read to you. I'm like, okay, let me get that for you. Open the door. Now the light has to go on.
Why didn't you say I'm half asleep?
Because I can't
that,
tell her
asleep.
No. She wants to read to me. How are you supposed to say no to that?
You just say no.
No.
What she's doing
oh my
is
God,
taking
you would have
your
said...
love of reading and using it against you.
Yeah.
I always said, no, you read to me all day. And I read to you all day. And
but
now
we
it's...
hadn't read to each other
oh.
all day. I was like, shh.
Now nah, you'll be glad you let her in. You're not happy today, but you'll be
I
glad
I recorded
someday.
Her reading to me.
Oh.
And then she's like, and so then she finishes reading, right? And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. She goes, well, aren't we going to listen to me? I'm like, I just listened to you. She's all, no, the re- you just...
I want to listen
yeah,
to me now.
Let me hear.
Yeah.
Oh,
let me hear how God. Good I sound.
They have no idea. None.
Well, they're kids.
Clueless.
Yeah. Well, oh, I think they have a better clue than you think they do.
You think?
That is a... Well, then I'll be here for a few more minutes.
When the recording finished, I was like, all right.
Yeah. Get out.
No more words.
What did she redo?
No
go back.
No more words.
Here it is. It's. I mean, I won't play a lot, but it's just.
Yeah. Oh,
is...
yeah, we got to hear this.
It was.
Sounds like a kid.
Time to bat.
It's that. It's mm-hmm. little sentences.
I like
God,
it.
That's so cute. I can't wait to hear your podcast. When's that coming out?
I know.
Out?
I hope I hit a home run.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
That's what I was doing last night at like, way past so, my bedtime.
I can. So is that happening, the Hassan Family podcast?
I haven't bought the equipment. We're going to do it after the new year.
Oh, my God. So you get
and
it
I
for
don't
Christmas?
Know. Get the, well, get the stuff something like that, sure.
Oh my God, set it all up and just...
I don't know how it's going to go. It may not, they might not, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, they're going to be great. Are you kidding me?
I'm certainly not going to try and make it a thing.
Oh, make it a thing.
And then
let
force...
it make itself into a thing. I'm going to totally listen to that and eat that up. And you're going to get sponsors. Gerber is in. And whatever, you know, 6-year-olds like, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's going to be so great.
Vin talks about Jan a lot. What about Nick? Nick doesn't, you know what's weird? A few times that we've talked about Nick, because he worked up here for a while,
mm-hmm.
things get back to him in a warped way. Mm. And then I've had him go, what did you say? And I'm like, first of all, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't know who's relaying the messages,
yeah.
but this is bumming me out. So I just stopped talking about him.
Mm.
So that's the true story about why I don't talk about my yeah. third brother,
I don't
is
blame
it's
you.
Gotten back to him in mm-hmm. weird ways, and I'm just not down with answering. To, like, what would you think? I'd bad talk you?
Right.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, you're my brother.
Durr.
Yeah, I told everyone in my family, listen, I'm going to lie and
lie, cheat, and steal.
Just, you know, just feel lucky that I talked about you. Feel lucky that you made it into my brain.
Sarah, I remember helicopter seeds, and I didn't even live in the country.
Oh. Yeah, even when they would fall off the tree, they would helicopter down. That was how we knew about them.
I have
never
seen
heard
that
of that before.
Spin down to the mm-hmm. ground. They're really neat.
The pages and pages of people complimenting Vaughn for his work, mm-hmm. it's endless. And so I just want you all to know we acknowledged Vaughn seen them.
Hand those off to, yeah, okay, I was going to say, make sure he sees them. But yeah, that was amazing, Vaughn. That's like what a great gift. Thank you. My own rap song. Go home and rap.
I'm not buying that makeup story, Vinny. I have an 18-year-old son. Not one of his friends or any man in his class is interested in makeup. Okay. Yeah. That's not the story we're hearing. Maybe you're hearing something different, but seems to be a thing. Oh, wait. Actually, I did have someone who wrote in and said the guy wrote his makeup choices down. I was like, oh look at that. 33-year-old dude.
Well, if you like makeup, you should get to play with it. Why should it be a girl thing or a boy thing?
Damn it, I'll never find it.
I mean, try to be tasteful with it. But girls need to be tasteful with it, too.
Have you ever worn black lipstick?
Sure.
You have?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been Halloween.
Oh, but in real life?
No. I'm not a lipstick person. I eat it right off my lips. Ooh. The only stuff I've ever been able to keep on my mouth is that pretty girl stuff. Because it's so sticky, it actually... It just makes you not want to do anything with your lips. John won't even kiss me when I have it on.
Right.
Like, why? So I can wear it all day? No.
Yeah, and it is sticky, too. It really is really tacky.
You get a piece of hair across your mouth, it sucks. You have to like scrape it out of your... But my lips are in great condition. I only have to put it in the morning at night. Like, I've eaten it all off today already, but my lips are so soft.
Oh, wow. Look
at you. Want to touch them?
No, thanks. Thanks for the text, everyone.
It's my birthday, everyone. For God's sake. Quick break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you guys so much for a wicked fun birthday.
Happy birthday, happy Sarah. Birthday.
I feel loved and treasured.
You should feel loved and treasured.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Special thanks to Vaughn. The rap song, amazing. Lindsay High, cupcakes, delicious. Yuzi, Ashley, and Corey, charcuterie, delicious.
Yay.
I've been snacking all morning.
I know.
Just great. And and thank you for the guitar headstock.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I'm glad you like them.
Great. And thanks to everyone who's listening because, you know, I have a killer group here and I always know that that's extended out into the listeners. We have some great listeners and it's.
Yeah, we do.
It's a joy to be here.
All right.
Oh
so
God,
Lexi's coming up.
And, beer.
And Jane's up this afternoon. So have a good one, everybody.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Regular day,
but Survivor's on.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.